You're listening to Coverville's Who Did It Better, episode 36 for Monday, October 11th, 2010. Versions of the Zootons, Valerie. Greetings from Coverville for a Monday morning. Yes, it is time for another edition of Who Did It Better? My name is Brian Ibbett, and thank you for joining me. On today's show, we're going to listen to, probably one of the best-known covers of the Zootons, Valerie. Not one of, the absolute best-known cover. But do we have a contender that can take it down? Ooh, I hope so. Before we get to that, though, let's go ahead and talk about last week. Last week, it was The Smiths, requested Who Did It Better by Dan, and had a couple great versions there, the Bobby Bear Jr. version and the Ukrainians version of What Difference Does It Make, originally by The Smiths, and pretty close, actually. The Ukrainians led the pack with just a little bit over 53% of the vote. 32% of the vote went to Bobby Bear Jr.'s countrified version. Only about 10% said you didn't really care for either. And as far as the other answers, really, we had one person who said, "It makes no difference if I never hear anything by the Smiths again." Nice little play on the title there. Another person who said tie. I'm wondering if I should include a tie button in the entries. I don't know. Maybe. And then a third person who suggested the Mr. T Experience version of the song, which is a good version, and anything the Mr. T Experience does is fantastic. They've done a lot of great covers, and it'd actually be good to get more of them on the show. All right, let's talk a little bit about this week's competition. This one was a request by Noah B, who is a big fan of the Mark Ronson, Amy Winehouse version of Valerie, and wanted to hear another version. Let's go ahead and play a little bit of the Zootons' original version. This is actually a... it goes right into the keyboards of that one.
Well, sometimes I go out by myself and I look across the water.
Cool. And this is a version that actually came from Radio 1's Live Lounge from the 2007 edition. But if you're familiar with the other version, the Amy Winehouse version, which you're going to hear in just a moment anyway, then you know it's a little bit faster, it's a little bit more Motownified, and Mark Ronson just did a great job of kind of throwing the soul in there. And as a matter of fact, let's go ahead and kick things off in this episode with the Mark Ronson, Amy Winehouse version. I think if I play that one first and then follow up with the second one might have somewhat of a chance of competing against this one. Here is Valerie. By Mark Ronson, featuring Amy Winehouse.
I'm sorry, Charlie Murphy, I was having too much fun.
Well, sometimes
stop making Sometimes I go out by myself and I look across the border. And I think about all the things, but and in my head.
Fantastic version there of Valerie, originally by the Zutons, covered there by Mark Ronson with Amy Winehouse on vocals there from the 2007 cover album version. All right, pretty strong contender. I'll admit it. I mean, that is a great cover right there. However, I present to you Exhibit B. This is a version by a group called Autopilot. This comes from a release one, and I think it's got some merit. Listen to it. Here's Valerie by Autopilot.
Across the water, and I think of all the things what you're doing. In my head, I paint a picture. Since I've come home, well, my body's been a mess, and miss your ginger hair and the way you like to dress. But won't you come on over? Stop making a fool out of me. Why won't you come on over, Valerie? Oh, Valerie. Did you have to go to jail or put your house out for sale? Did you get a good lawyer? I hope you didn't catch your time. Find the right man who'll fix it for you. Are you shopping anywhere? Change the color of your hair. And are you busy? Did you finally pay that fine that you were dodging all the time? Are you still dizzy? Your ginger hair and the way you like to dress. But won't you come on over? Stop making a fool out of me. Why won't you come on over, Valerie? Valerie. Across the water, and I think of all the things what you're doing. In my head, I paint a picture. Oh, since I've come home, well, my body's been a mess, and I miss your ginger hair and the way you like to dress. Oh, won't you come on over? Come on over, Valerie.
come on, that is pretty damn good. That is Autopilot with their version of Valerie from their release one. Fantastic version there. Kind of maintaining the same funk and pacing of the original Zootons version without, but still kind of making it their own, making it very different. That one is the contender. It's the Exhibit B of today's competition. Now it's all up to you. What I want you to do is go to coverville.com and find the post for Who Did It Better episode 36, and then cast your vote. You've got until Sunday, midnight on Sunday, October 17th, to get in your vote. Either cast a vote for the Mark Ronson, Amy Winehouse version or the Autopilot version. If you didn't like either of them, and I can't see how you could possibly not like either version, then say neither. Or if you know of another version of that song that you really like, well, hey, throw that in the other category and let me know about it. That is going to do it for this edition of Who Did It Better. Make sure you tune in next week for the results of this episode, as well as a brand new competition between two different songs. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for this morning. Thanks for listening. Have a good day. We'll see you later. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. Listen to Coverville's Who Did It Better, as well as regular episodes of Coverville, over there by finding out more at frogpants.com. Podcasts that are so good, why, it's like you're there. Oh, should have played. Play it.
Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.